Macmillan Audio presents Pathfinder Tales, Liar's Bargain by Tim Pratt. Read for you by Steve West. Chapter 1. A River Crossing.
"What I don't understand is why you believed her," Rim said.
Roderick shifted around, trying to find a more comfortable position on his belly under the bush, which was difficult, given all the roots and rocks beneath him and the scratching branches pressing down from above.
"We've been over this. She said she forgave me.
I thought she was doing me a good turn."
"Go to Lake Encarthan, she said. Nurmathos, she said. The shores are thronged with wealthy idiots. And you believed her."
Roderick squinted. Were those feet over there? If they were feet, were they the feet of mere passing foresters of no consequence? Or the feet of people who wanted to beat him to death with sticks? Or whatever people in Nurmathos beat dishonest gamblers to death with? He shouldn't assume it was sticks. That was probably his city dweller's prejudice talking. Maybe they used barrel staves, or threw clods of dirt.
"I admit my trust in her was misplaced. What can I say? I never took her for the vengeful type."
Rim chortled.
"I am a talking sword, barely capable of telling humans apart, and even I knew she was the vengeful type."
"Fair enough. I didn't think she was the subtly vengeful type. I thought she might stab me in my sleep, not smile sweetly and send me into the wilderness. You must admit, her argument was plausible."
"It's not my job to judge plausibility."
"What is your job, exactly?"
"Dazzling the rubes, and saving your life from rubes who are insufficiently dazzled."
"She said there was gold here. New mines discovered every day. People striking it rich with picks and shovels. She said Nurmathos was full of the new rich, who are so much less suspicious and more poorly guarded than the old rich. Of course I believed her. Gold must come from somewhere. Why not the shores of Lake Encarthan?"
"I did like the parts about gold," Rim said. "How long are we going to hide under this bush?"
"Until I believe the threat has passed."
"Roderick, I am a wondrous talking sword of magical living ice, and you are a half-competent swordsman. A few months ago, we bested a Rakshasa in battle. Half a dozen sawmill workers,
and a foreman,
aren't likely to pose any great difficulty."
"I don't want to kill them, Rim. They aren't demonic monsters. They're just people. Killing them would be murder."
"They want to kill you. I think they call it self-defense in that case."
"I doubt the magistrates would see it that way. Besides, if I killed everyone who wanted to kill me, the world would be a far less populous place."
"We could freeze them in place, then. My magic isn't inherently lethal."
"If we froze them out here in the dark, they'd be eaten by forest monsters, wolves, bears, whatever they have here."
"So, doesn't the moral burden fall on the forest monsters in that case? You baffle me."
"We'll make it through the night, Rim, and then head out in search of better prospects. We're not so far from Cheliax, really. That place is full of rich people."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?